let me in. Shiba, shiba. I want to be closer to you. Shiba, shiba. Open up your soul. Shiba, shiba. Let me find that part of you, the part that nobody ever knew.
Let me touch your love.
Oh, why don't you let me in? Let me be the first to ever touch your mind.
Hello and welcome to Let Me Touch Your Mind, the show where we try to get you to be something, do something, experience something, enjoy something. And there's so much to be enjoyed in this world. For example, today is a beautiful sunny day. You really should be out there frolicking and enjoying the sunlight while you can, because we'll all be dead one day and then you can't enjoy it. But that's neither here nor there. We're going to have some guests later on in the show, but for right now, I want to play some music for you.
My old man was a bread stasher all his life. He never got fat. He wound up with a used car, a 17-inch screen, and arthritis. Tamari is a drag, man. Tamari is a king-size bust. They cry, put down pot, don't think a lot. For what? Time, how much, and what to do with it. Sleep, man, and you might wake up digging the whole human race, giving itself 3 days to get out. Tomorrow is a drag, pops. The future is a flake. I had a canary who couldn't sing. I had a cat that let me share my pad with her. I bought a dog that killed the cat that ate the canary. What is truth? I had an uncle with an Ivy League heart. He had life with a belt in the back. He had a button-down brain, wind up, a belt in the mouth, and a button-down lip. Cough blood on this earth, now there's a race for space. We can cough blood on the moon soon. Tamara is Dragsville, cats. Tamara is a king-size drag. Tula fast shorts, swing with a gassy chick. Turn on to 1,000 joys. Smile on what happened or check what's going to happen. You'll miss what's happening. Turn your eyes inside and dig the vacuum. Tamara, drag.
Thank you.
That's Ron Cat, Inner P. Before that, we heard Grant Green and Sookie Sookie. And we got to hear Philippa Fallon and High School Drag. It is 1220 here at 89.5 FM KPOO San Francisco. Who's about to touch your mind right now? Well, there are many greats in this world. There are people who go by simply one name. There's Pele. There's Madonna. There's Cher. And now there is Vera. I'd like to welcome Vera to the show. Hello.
Hello, hello. Any comparison to me and Cher? What a time to be alive.
So Vera is an amazing drag king, and Vera does all kinds of fun and amazing stuff that you all are going to want to go see. But before we talk about all the stuff that you are doing, let's talk about how you got into the drag scene.
Oh, absolutely. I tripped and fell into it, and it was the best thing in my entire life. When I moved out here in 2005, I started going to the Rebel Kings at the White Horse Bar. I would be at that show, every single show. I was a super fan. I would volunteer to, you know, pick up everyone's tips, just crawl across the floor, reaching and grabbing for crumpled dollars. And then I became a backup dancer. Then I became a duet partner. And now I'm one of the co-hosts of Rebel Kings of Oakland.
So how did you be, like, so you, how did you go from being the fan to being a backup dancer? Because like you said, you had just moved here and you're looking at everything. Like, did you chat up people or what did you do? Because I know there's inquiring minds want to know.
Well, you know, I did kind of dance while picking up money, so maybe that gave people an idea that I had a potential in me. They saw something in me, the way I shook my hindquarters while going after those dollars.
Uh-huh.
I think generally I just hung around and met people and connected, and so there was a crew fronted by two drag kings that needed backup dancers. I do have a dance background. But in general, the drag king world is so loving and welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And that show particularly, it's open. You know, you just fill out a Google form. Well, now it's a Google form. Back then, I think it was just, you just ask.
Uh-huh.
And there you go. You can be in the show. And so I think that kind of warm acceptance made it possible for me to do that and just move from backup dancer to duet partner to king that I am today.
So when you did your very first drag performance solo, do you recall what that mm-hmm. was? And do you remember, like were you scared were you excited or what
oh,
was it?
Yeah. Oh, heck, I'm still scared. But, you know, on my first performance, I did a male cover of Cosmic Love by Florence and the Machine.
Okay.
And I remember the feeling. I remember the stage. And everyone was so loving and welcoming. I remember, you know, just doing a lot of fun modern dance as moves, reaching out, holding people's hands, just having a big emote moment with Cosmic Love, making a map of the audience members. It was really, really sweet. I remember that fondly. And I've done it once again since, and it brought me the same feeling.
Aw, the same number?
The same number, yeah. I brought it back for one show. It was a, you know, what, bring back your first drag number, and I brought it back. And I said, I still love doing this number. I might do it again.
I love that. I love that. Okay, so you, so tell the people the name of the group that you started out with, because they might not have heard it properly.
Yeah. Oh, sure. The Rebel Kings of Oakland.
The Rebel Kings
of
Oakland.
It's the Bay Area's drag king troupe. There's a bunch of, you know, different mini troupes and stuff, but Rebel Kings has been here for 15 years. We're celebrating our 15-year anniversary this summer.
Wow.
And we've been at the White Horse Bar all that time. So we're one of the oldest drag king troupes in general in the nation, and especially on the West Coast.
Wow. So are you guys like Menudo or the Backstreet Boys?
You know, we're like the Backstreet Boys times Weird Al times, you know, maybe, you know, Menudo, you know, you are just such a cute, a sweet troupe. We all love each other so much. We love doing group numbers together, and mm-hmm. the group numbers can, we have a Kylie mix that we're doing right now. We've done everything from Grease Lightning to Kylie Minogue. You know, we've done the history of boy bands number. We've done it all.
Ooh,
know, whatever
what's the
people are
what's,
interested
what,
in.
Tell me about tell me about the history of boy bands. What was that?
We did that during digital drag era, you know, during COVID times. We did not stop our show. We had it on Instagram Live, and then we had it in the Zoom room. And we did a history of boy bands number where everyone picked anything from, you know, BSB, NSYNC, taking it all the way back. You know, I even forget. It just so many little clips. And each, because we were all filming it, every Rebel Kings, you know, Boyz II Men, every Rebel Kings member could do it from their home. Even Rebel Kings who are now in New York in different states mm-hmm. contribute and sent little videos, and we made it a compilation video, and that's one of the videos we showed during the digital drag era.
Very cool. Now this brings me to a question, because I'm thinking about boy bands and what separates, like, boy bands kind of from, like, just groups in general, is that they're not playing any instruments. They're just singing and doing choreography. So how far back does that actually go? Like, it seems like it's something that would have come out of, like, the late 70s, maybe.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think. What, this is my research project. What is the earliest boy band?
Okay.
And track it back. You know, what do you think? What, you are the DJ extraordinaire. What is your earliest, what you would consider
a boy band? Well, I don't know, because, you know, there were the doo-wop bands, but that's a very specific type of band, where when you're talking about boy bands, you're kind of talking about sort of the modern era with, you know, I would say Menudo is probably one of them, but I don't know who predates Menudo. So
our listeners, somebody, you know, respond to Marilyn. Let us know.
But I mean, you have, like, the Backstreet Boys, and nowadays you have K-pop, and there's so many boy bands and so many girl bands. But it, you know, there had to be a clear, there's, like, a distinction between the doo-wop and the boy bands. But that's just me.
Yeah.
But we didn't come here to hear about my ideas.
Oh my gosh,
we came here to hear about
yours.
We
did also.
Oh, no. We're talking about you. So, Vera, like, how would you describe the kind of drag, like, what's your lane? What's your drag lane?
My drag lane. Oh, you know, my drag lane is, I'm very dad. I'm very proud of being a drag dad. And I feel like that a dad rock vibe is also part of my drag persona. I also have a lot of fanny packs. I like punk music, but I also do Cher. But all of it is kind of encapsulated in a kind of wild chaos as well. I love doing wild splits, throwing my hair around. I love, like, Poison and that kind of the hair metal era. Ooh, that's just so delicious. I also love bringing cultural things in. I'm Armenian, so, you know, and Cher is Armenian, so that works there. But, you know, doing a lot of Armenian music in there, too, that's always fun. It's just, it's everything. And my main favorite thing is audience engagement interaction. So I think that's maybe what people take away most, is I make a lot of direct eye contact and really like engaging with the audience.
One of the things I saw, like, I saw this a few years ago, you were emceeing for the Castro. It was an outdoor drag competition with the kids.
Yes.
And what I liked about it was you would make jokes, but it was never at anyone's expense. It was just, they were really not, like, you know what I mean? It was like everyone was there, and you, like, your jokes were friendly, and they didn't, like, they didn't belittle anybody, and that's a hard thing to do, like, with so much going on, and I was really impressed by that.
Oh, it's my new tagline, King of the Friendly Jokes. Yes.
Well, you know, it was like a good-natured teasing, but it was never mean-spirited. Ever. It was all, you know, it was like, oh, you know, because, you know, let's face it, some acts really could stand with a little more finessing. but but everyone is doing their best, and everyone is there to have a good time. And those ones that need more finessing, they just need more confidence. And you never undermined anyone's confidence. And I found that refreshing.
You got to build everybody up. It's drag. If we're not here building everybody up, in these times especially, what are we here for?
Exactly.
What are we here for? And that's what drag is for. It's done so much for, my confidence, and fills my heart every time. I equally love performing as watching people perform. And I just think it gives people so much, and it connects people in such a beautiful way.
Mm-hmm.
Only uplift. Yeah.
Now, I've been at a lot of all kinds of shows, and there's always those people in the audience who were like you, the person that sees it and, with stars in their eyes, and they have no idea how to go from being the person in the audience to actually doing that thing that they secretly want to do. So do you have people approach you or, hesitantly trying to figure out how to do what you do or how to start? And what do you tell them?
Oh, my gosh. I tell them, just do it. Just do it. Anyone listening, at Veritas_22 on Instagram, at Rebel Kings Oakland. Any kind of advice. I am a drag parent. I have 37 children.
Wow.
So I am. And there's no upper limit. I love helping people and supporting the kiddos. But that same love can go for everyone who wants to try drag, to get involved. Rebel Kings, our link to sign up is in the bio. And if you need any advice on makeup, if you want to workshop a first number, if you want somebody to watch, anything like that, we're all here. It's a big, big family.
Okay. Now let's talk about workshopping numbers. Like, what are some of the pitfalls that new performers fall into that you can help them avoid?
Sometimes people are really thinking about what song to do really hard, and they want to do a song that they think other people will like. And that is great, but especially for your first number, doing a song that you really like and you know really well, because people will enjoy when they see you living your best life, having the greatest time, even more than the song. Like, when I remember what people did, do I really deeply remember the lyrics of a song, or do I remember that they had the time of their life? It's the latter. And I feel like also sometimes, and I've made this mistake myself, and it's not even a mistake, but just, so you're so excited, and I still do this, I think. You just throw everything you have in the first, couple of minutes, because you're so excited.
Mm-hmm.
You like every dance move, everything you want to do, and then there's still more of the number, and then you're like, oh, I used all of my fun tricks already. I used all, just a pacing, like with anything in life, pretty much.
Sure.
Just encouraging people to really enjoy themselves and not overthink, because we all overthink. What is these times? We're all out here overthinking, but just to enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the deliciousness. Have a lot of fun. Lean into the weird. And if there are, choreo dreams or backup dancer dreams or outfit dreams, helping people achieve those.
Excellent. Now, we're heading into the summer months, and there's all kinds of shows that are happening. So what are some of the shows that either you're doing or shows that you would recommend people go to see that are coming up?
Yeah, well, one that's easy that I have to, of course, uplift is the Rebel Kings of Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the White Horse Bar, 6551 Telegraph Avenue, the oldest gay bar in the nation. And we are there every first, third, and fifth Wednesday. So that's this very Wednesday, May 21. We're there. Anyone, it's no one turned away for lack of funds. Anyone can come. Yeah, it's at, between 9:30 and 10. And this week especially, we just had Oaklash, this past weekend. Oh. And so some of out-of-town performers who came in for Oaklash, like Pressure K from Atlanta, mm-hmm. will be there this week. Very exciting. One of my drag children.
Aww.
And so the White Horse Bar. I know, I'm such a proud dad. So the White Horse Bar this Wednesday, 5/21. And then the next show will be 6/4, June 4th over there.
Mm-hmm.
I also am a big fan of the Monster Show at the Edge Bar in the Castro on Collingwood and 18th. That's also been going for, I think they just had a big anniversary as well.
And what's the Monster Show?
The Monster Show at the Edge Bar. That's kind of also a very welcoming show for all performers. It's super fun. It's on every single Thursday night,
oh.
which is a real achievement.
Yeah, that's a lot to have to put on every week.
That's a lot. I know. I'm in awe. Rebel Kings is first, third, and fifth, and it feels like we are always having a show, but they are literally always having a show. And I will be guest co-hosting on June 5th.
Okay.
And that is their WTF themed night, because they have a pageant that people can win the WTF, I'll let you guess the F, award. And so this is a night dedicated to performances that make you think WTF.
Yeah, why the face?
Exactly. So the wilder, the wackier, the better. So that's a really great night, honestly, to go to the Monster Show if you haven't yet been. Another amazing show that I love is Golden Hour. Golden Hour Drag is outdoors on Baker Beach by Lobos Creek. It's gorgeous. It's always at sunset. You see the water in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is June 7th, I believe 7:30. And it'll be myself and Obsidian Absurd. And that we're just digging into queer absurdities, because mm-hmm. it is Pride Month. So that's another really, really sweet and special show.
Very cool. And
then if you need more drag, I mean, Princess is at Oasis every single Saturday. Love Prince at Oasis. Reparations is also at Oasis. And I believe the second Saturday, which is an all-black cast hosted by Nikki Jizz. Princess is hosted by the wonderful Lisa Frankenstein. I mean, there is just drag everywhere. There's a new delightful show in the East Bay called Short Girl at Tall Boy.
Uh-huh.
Think about that one. Yeah, Short Girl at Tall Boy.
I like that.
And that's on a Thursday, so you can check their Instagram as well. I just did that show. I had a blast.
Wow. So what is Short Girl?
Short Girl, it really, you neither have to be short or a girl. I'm a solid 5'5" and non-binary. So, you know, and I did Short Girl, so can you. But it's a great show. I think they chose the name because the bar's name
is Tall Boy. Yeah.
But it's so fun. It's like, casts are always a delicious group of people. It's hosted by my beloved Major Hammy and Beefcakes. And they are a dynamic hosting duo. I think I have a special love for myself and my co-host for the Rebel Kings, mm-hmm. Hota Mercury, but I love their duo dynamic as well.
Very cool. You've got a lot. You've got a lot of drag
yes,
under your belt.
Truly. And anybody needs more Rex, you just follow me at Veritas_22. I will constantly be sharing some show flyer.
I love that. And so for our listeners out there who have a secret drag king or drag queen inside of them and want to get it out, what can you tell them to give them the strength to see it through?
You can do it. Absolutely. If you need your dad to tell you to do it, this is your dad telling you to do it. And there are shows where you can, you know, even if you are a little nervous, that you can take that first step. Another one, which is tonight, I'll just pub that as well. And it's another incredible weekly show that's been going on for over a decade, is Pillows at Powerhouse on Folsom. And that is an amazing, amazing show hosted by the wonderful Mary Weiss, the brainchild of Mr. David Glamamore. And I will be there tonight. So you can just come on over and talk to me right on about it. But Yeah, there are shows out there where you can just go and do drag for your first time and try it out. There are people out there like myself, like Rebel Kings of Oakland, that will help you every step of the way. And we know what a deep impact it has made on our lives. So we're here to help that impact happen for you.
Very cool. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. And is there anything else you want to say before we sign off?
You know, just drag kings forever. I'll just end with drag kings forever, yourself included. Drag kings forever.
Drag kings forever. Well, Vera, thank you so much for being on the show today.
What a delight. Thank you for having me.
All right. People of Earth, you heard it here. Hopefully you didn't hear it here first, but you heard it. There's so much drag out there to be enjoyed and loved, and the rebel kings are out there playing. There's princess, there's monster, there's so much stuff. There's so much. I don't know where to start. But I do know that Grand Central Station wants you to release yourself.
If you're feeling like sometimes you wanna let yourself go,
don't buy the feeling, might not come no more.
Something is stopping you from getting on down. Stop and take a look at folks you're hanging around. Just let yourself go.
Release
yourself. Go by the feeling.
Release yourself.
It might not come no more. You can feel the message that it's saying. It's something. You in.
Don't fight the mirror.
Don't fight the sound.
Let the music take your charm and turn you wild.
Release yourself.
Don't fight
the feeling.
Release yourself.
Just let yourself go.
Release yourself.
Don't
Hey, everybody. That's it for me today. Just going to be playing some free songs. Until next week, for my friends, ta-ta and toodly-doo.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it go.
Free your mind.